Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Cleanest Church in Town Already in Progress.
Since we believe, in other words, I want to tell you all something some of you don't even remember, but here a while back we had about three or four couples or people that had physical problems. And that particular Sunday, I had each one of those people come up and sit in a chair right here in this hallway. We got chairs and we set them right there, and these people sat in these chairs from here to the back row. And then I read some scripture, and we're going to do the same thing today. And then after I read the scripture, we meditated on the scripture for a minute. I had every male in this church that's a believer in Jesus Christ. Anybody remember this Sunday? If you were a man, I had you come up and walk by and lay your hands on this man and this or these people, the men and women that were sick. And all you had to do was say, be healed in the name of Jesus. In other words, we're going to add a little bit to that today. We're going to talk about commanding the spirits to leave. I'm going to show you what the scripture says. And then I'm going to do the same thing. We're going to read the scripture. And all of us here are sons and daughters of the Most High God.
Amen.
We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in His Word. And His Word is true.
Amen.
That Sunday that we had a couple that was sitting here on the front row that sat side by side that had a brain problem. Brain tumor. And we prayed, every man in this church prayed over each person, just walked by and said a one-line thing. And I'm going to tell you the very same thing to do today. Everybody in that row that day was healed. Everybody. So we're going to do something like that today. Now then, I'm going to show you what the scripture says about healing and what the way it's supposed to work. Now, first of all, I'm sure that this couple has confessed their sins to the Lord. You ain't living in no kind of known sin, right? Now, as far as you know, you're believing in Jesus and you're walking in love with everybody, and there's no sin in your life, right? You too. You got everybody. You know, it says in their husbands, love your wives. It says wives, submit to your husbands and all things. And as long as we're meeting the criteria that God laid out, then we can remit sin. And then I want to show you a scripture that what the Lord says, and this is totally, I don't know how, as a Southern Baptist that went to church every time the door was open, and a lot of times when the door wasn't open, I was still there working on the bus or something on the outside, but I was doing something at the church. I never saw a miracle of God until I believed the Word of God means what it says. And when I saw that, then I realized I have things to do. So I'm going to show you that all of us have the authority to forgive sin. So I'm going to show you in John 20:23 where that's at and what it says. So I want you to look, and this is one of the secrets when you start praying for people. You need to make sure that their sin issue is taken care of. Now, Jesus made that, give you and me that privilege in John 20:23, and put it in the King James, I'm not the King James, put it in the NLT, that one's the simplest, that one verse in the NLT, John 20:23, and I want everybody to look at that verse when they get it up there, and I want you to look at that and tell me what that says. Kim, what does that say?
If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven.
Okay, now how much simpler could God make it? I mean, how much simpler could He make it? And if you forgive, I mean, that's pretty clear, right? So the reason we're doing this is just in case you forgot something, the two of you, because if we can forgive sin, then we just do a blanket coverage. We remit or forgive all of your sins. If we do that, how many of your sins are going to be forgiven? So see, that takes, everybody understand that?
Yes.
You, and the reason you can forgive sin is because who lives inside of you?
Jesus.
So whenever I look at this young man and his wife, or I look at you, or I look at me, whenever I look, I see Jesus on this earth. So if I want to get somebody's sins forgiven, and Cheryl and I have learned this, and we have prayed for people over the internet, all over this world, and we realize now there's no limitations with God. We've seen people that call us or write us with a fellow family member or whatever that's comatose, can't even talk. Brain. The other day we had one, a little 13 or 14-year-old girl in a car wreck, and her brain was swelled, and they put her in an induced coma and said it's going to be days before the brain will go down where that she can be prayed, can be surgery, can be done on her face because it tore up her face so bad. The family contacted Cheryl and I, and we prayed the prayer of faith for that child and commanded that brain swell to go down to normal where they could do the surgery. And in 2 hours after we prayed, the brain was normal size. Now then, when the lady that called us back, she said, "Pastor, when you say it is done, you mean it is done." Well, if God said I can do these kind of things, if I say something and say, "Well, I'm not sure he'll do what he said he will do," you know what God must think about me? Yeah. Son, if you don't think I can do what I said and exceedingly abundantly above all, I mean, who are we dealing with here, son? Is it God? We're dealing with God, the King of Kings. He's the Lord over this church. He's the Lord over your life. And just like that couple that got healed of that brain tumor, but not only did they get healed, but everybody else got healed. Everybody. So today we're going to do some same things. Now then, first of all, we remit the sins, or we forgive the sins. I want everybody to repeat, I forgive the sins of everybody in this church. Now, is that what God said we could do?
Yes.
So how many of our sins were just been forgiven?
All.
Okay, for right now, we're all clean. When you leave here today, don't go out and start sinning. You know, keep your slate clean. You know, just because we've prayed and the blackboard is now wiped off now nice and clean and there's nothing on it, don't go out and start saying, "Well, I guess I can't do this or I can't do that," or, you know, whatever. Because every time you do, you put a black mark on your board. You know, a sin. You don't want any sin. You want you want to walk clean and pure and holy before God. Is that right?
Amen.
Okay, so now that we know we can do that. Now then, after we have remitted everybody's sins, ours and everybody, how many of us in this room, every sin is covered? Every one of us. If we believe, according to God's word, every one of us right now, this is the cleanest church in town right now. So, I'm serious. This is a serious thing. God takes sin very seriously. You know, obviously he did, or he wouldn't have sent his son to die for us. But he does take that very seriously. Now then, I want to show you, after we've remitted sin, I want us to look at Mark 16, 17 and 18, and I want us to look and see what Mark 16, 17 says. When we go, I put that in the King James Bible, Mark 16, 17 and 18. And when we get that up there, I want you to look at it. I want somebody to tell me what that says. What does it say? And these signs, what?
Shall follow them.
Okay, now wait a minute now. And these signs shall follow them that believe.
Yes.
Now then, is this church a believing church?
Yes.
If God said it, are we going to believe it?
Yes.
Okay. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Now then, if I am a believing believer, what sign, what was the first sign he said would follow me?
Cast out
devils. What can I do?
Cast out devils.
Somebody said, you know, a Christian can't have a devil. Oh, yes, you can. You can have a devil, but you don't have to keep him. What opens the door for a devil to come in?
Sin.
When we sin, a devil comes in. We don't have to keep him. Most of us carry those things around the rest of our life. We don't have to let those things in. Jesus says once we repent of sin, then he says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. Are we believers?
Yes.
And what did he say we can do? We can cast out
devils.
So how do you cast out a devil?
You
put your hands on that person and you command the evil spirit to come out and go away and never come back. That's the way you do it. That's the way you don't ever invite one of these things in. You don't go out and watch a movie, you know, that's a murdering type of movie, or Star Wars or whatever you want to, stuff that's really nasty stuff. And I mean, there's some nasty stuff out there. I've known of people that have invited Satan in because they didn't know what they were doing after they've been playing with the computer games and the kind of crud that's out there. They do that, and then they get into a place where they say, I invite you, Satan, into my life. I repent of that. I do not invite Satan into my life, but people do. And I've had people, in fact, I know a pastor one time that he went down to an African place, and a witch doctor was having a problem. They're doing something, and he was casting out some, they're doing something. I don't know what he was doing, but anyway, this pastor walked up and he saw what this guy was doing, and he said, that's just a demon. You know, he said, that's the demon. I have power over that thing in the name of Jesus. And so that pastor, he left, and as he went to his room that night, he was laying there in the room, and all of a sudden in that room, he smelt this terrible, terrible, terrible smell. And all of a sudden his bed began to shake. And the bed petrified him, you know, just scared his socks off. And his bed shook out into the middle of the room. And then all of a sudden he come to his senses. I'm a son of God. I can cast out demons. The scripture says I can cast out demons. Did it say that? If the scripture says, so you remit your sin and you cast out devils. He said, I just said, devil, in the name of Jesus, I command you to stop shaking my bed. And he said, my bed became solid as a rock. And he said, the smell left. And he said, I thought, Then he thought, you know, that proves the Bible is really true. I do have power over these devils. And then he thought, my bed was over there against the wall a while ago. Now it's out in the middle of the room. So he says, devil, come back in this room right now in the name of Jesus. And he said, the smell came back. Everything happened. He said, now you put my bed back against that wall where it was. And he said, my bed started shaking. And he said, it put right back over there, right where it was. And as soon as it got right where it's supposed to be, I said, now then you can get out and don't you come back in the name of Jesus. And he said, the smell went away again and the shaking stopped and everything. He said, I learned right there on that trip to Africa that I have all power, just like the scripture says.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Cleanest Church in Town, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.